Thank you for calling XPO. My name is Cheryl. How may I help you?
Hi Cheryl, my name is Angela. I'm with Best Buy. I've got an FMS order number for you that I need some help on.
Okay, one moment, Ms. Angela. It is spinning from the last caller, so trying to see
You're
if
good.
it's gonna open up. Okay, and let's get here. Okay, Ms. Angela, what's that order number?
It is 662-888-95.
662-888-95. Okay, that number is not pulling up an account for me. What type of appliance is it?
This is a microwave.
Okay. Do
Should be pretty nice, isn't
microwaves.
it?
Unless it's just a delivery only. What's the customer's phone number on the order?
No. Okay. It's because I was actually having a little bit of issues myself earlier, but the number on the order is 909-241-8499.
909-241-8499.
Yeah.
Okay.
My system's being kind of crazy. I hope I don't lose you.
Okay, Miss Angela, I'm
Like
just
kind of
waiting on it to
glitchy.
load.
You're good. So, I mean, what the issue is excuse me, for one thing, the note that's in here is really confusing. It's like, are they coming or are they not coming? And then because the customer says they never talked to anybody. And then second, the address is wrong, but just the number. Excuse me. I think it would be on the same block even.
Okay. Still just waiting on it to load.
I think our systems are being crazy.
Yes.
Mine's being real super slow and glitchy, like I'll type, but it takes a second before it actually appears kind of thing, you know? Click on something and it
Right.
takes a second.
And then you think it's not there, so you moving and doing something else, and then it just locks up. I'm like, okay,
Yep.
great.
I've had, I think it's either two or three calls where I've lost my internet and everything. Everything just freezes up and boom, drop my call, all of it. One guy, I'd been on the phone with him for an hour and then lost him, and it took me 20 something minutes to get back up and rolling. Calling back because we have different rules here, you know, so.
Right, and I know he was highly upset. But I keep telling him it's
Me
not
too,
our
and it's
fault. It's not our fault.
exactly,
It's the
yeah.
system.
I've been very lucky today with not getting screamed at. Yesterday, man, I got it. I got it good one time. And
Boy, I tell you
it was
that. I
ridiculous
mean,
too.
and you take it out on us, but we're not the ones. We have no control.
Zero. And we're trying to help.
Then one lady said, "Well, I know there's nothing you can do. You just telling me what's on the screen." Correct.
Yep.
But you didn't think about that 5 minutes ago when you were chewing me out for something I have no
Right.
control over.
So frustrating. I can't believe it won't pull up from the FMS number either.
And
I thought maybe I
then
held it wrong and I zoomed
no.
in and
It's good old DMS. It decides what it want to pull up on the, 'cause when I open it up and the number you been gave me for the order number, it's the number that's on there, but for some reason it won't pull it up.
I have the same problem with a different system called OMA. It's sometimes I'll ask for their phone number because I gotta have it anyway. So I try it. Sometimes it pulls it up. Sometimes it doesn't. But you get the order number, it's gonna pull it up.
Mm-hmm.
And then you open it, and that phone number's correct. It's like, what? Why? But anywho.
That's what it do. And like I said, it's just slow, slow.
Throw my note in there real quick so you can see the correct address.
Okay.
But it's just a couple houses down, so I really hope they'll go ahead and do it. But, I mean, if not, I understand. Hopefully they will, too. That note makes it sound like they talked to the customer today. Like, they didn't talk to anybody.
Hmm.
I got husband and wife on the line.
Okay. Yes, you got husband and wife on the line. And they both said they didn't talk to nobody. No.
They didn't talk to anybody today. Yeah, it's weird. I'm like, who did you talk to then? Notes. But since it still shows scheduled and acknowledged, I don't want to just assume.
Right.
Do you mind if I throw you on hold just to go check on them real quick? Because it's been
that's
like
fine.
6 minutes.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm going to hang with you. You're less grumpy.
Yeah, tell them, hey.
They're okay, but, you know.
We can only do so much.
Yeah. He's true.
This is absolutely sad. I just sent it to a coworker to see if they can find an order.
Oh, so they can't. You still can't even find it.
It's not. Nothing is pulling up yet. It's just saying, waiting for DMS. Okay, I've been waiting. All right. Well, now this one just finished and it's not finding an order. Let me go in advanced settings.
I'm wondering, like, but you guys do a microwaves, right?
We do microwaves, but unless it's just
it. It's over the range.
Oh yeah, if it's over the range, then that's an install.
Yeah.
Our customer's not coming up. Let's see. What is, although sometimes they do put things on home delivery, which is incorrect. What's the customer's first name on that order?
It is B.R. Black.
B.R.?
B.R. Mm-hmm. B.R. and then Black.
And then the last name is Black.
I've never seen initials before, but yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, I can even tell you, which you probably, I don't know. It shows that it is Gilbert Ryan, A1 Installs, LLC.
I wonder why it's not coming up on that end.
There is product delivery, Holloway to relocate, GE Microwave, over the range, replace, over the range, install.
And give me that order number again.
662-888-9595.
And do you have a number that begins with 112?
No. You looking for the retail order number?
Yeah.
Like our store order numbers that start with 112 and they're really long. This yeah. one is an online order. So it starts.
Do they have a
BBY,
BBY number? Okay.
Yep. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. BBY01. And then the hyphen. 806-429-128-107.
So BBY01-806-429-128-107. 108-108. Anything comes, nothing is coming up under that number. It's so weird. I wonder that they assigned it to home delivery in error, because that should have came to us.
I'm not sure.
Now, home delivery, do not installations, they really going to be mad. If it's assigned to home delivery in error, yeah, there's going to be some upset customers.
I don't even know how it would accidentally do it, you know. And here, let me tell you what the note says, and maybe you can make sense of it. It says DCI about a deliv and install, but customer states they did not have a microwave delivery or install today, which is not true. They do, you know. Order will be placed into reschedule, and team will call their dispatch about this.
Yes,
so to me, what that is, I bet you anything the phone number is wrong on here, for one thing. I bet anything that phone number. Because it doesn't match the number I've got, you know. So, and that is probably it, but...
What is the number listed on the order? Is that the number you gave me?
Uh-huh.
The phone number you gave me, that's the number that's listed on the order?
Right. I've not corrected it yet. So
okay,
what
is their correct number?
Correct number, hold on here, is 909-427-9024. That just clicked after reading that for the fifth time.
Okay, so 909-427-9024.
Yep.
Okay. Let's see, because, you know, some of them, they'll call somebody else while they're on the phone with you. And somebody else being updated something on the order. And we were out here trying to do what we're doing.
Mm-hmm. I think that the phone number is wrong. And that they called somebody else. And they didn't verify, hey, is this your address or anything? Or, you know what, I bet they went to that wrong, because you know the address was wrong on this, remember I mentioned that? I bet they went to that wrong address, too.
That's, and they talked to somebody. Yeah, that's how
they
spoke with someone.
Okay.
That's how they spoke with someone, because the address is wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
Address wrong, phone number wrong. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Both wrong. Okay, I'll be right back. Alrighty, I'm back. So yeah, they had to have
Yes,
shown
I'm
up to
not.
that address because that's another big
Right.
phone number for them.
And I'm not finding anything in the system on
Oh
none of the
no,
numbers.
I'm so worried about it.
So they
So
just gonna
crazy. I
have
don't
to
know what to
get,
do. Yeah,
they,
just have to reschedule it.
for one, their address and everything has to be updated and it's gonna have to be rescheduled.
Yeah.
And their
I wonder,
phone,
I bet I
the
can't even
correct phone
fix
number.
the address. Yeah, she, well, that one's still a good number, she said. It's just a house number versus, you know, they're two
Oh,
cells.
okay.
So they have three phone numbers, you know. But yeah, I don't think, I bet you anything I can't reschedule this with the status it's in, but or not reschedule, but change the address. But anyway, yeah, it won't let me do anything. Gosh, so frustrating. Alrighty, dear. Well, I greatly appreciate your assistance.
You're quite welcome.
Alrighty.
All
Well, you
right,
have a good
thanks
night,
for calling
okay?
XPO. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.